Wow. Watch this. This is how you start a show, folks. Let's make a call. I don't want to look like this. What do I look like this? Who cares? Dee 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 dee.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9035399677 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Wow, episode 251. Yeah, ski mask. Listen, it is a king size. He does have a king size. He told me to call him if I didn't text him back. So we'll call him again. He's relaxing in the king size. Everybody's concerned. Maybe he's dead. Maybe Ski Mask is dead. Episode 251. The Stancil reign has begun. It's only a matter of time, really, I suppose. We wish Ski Mask well in death. It was only a matter of time, we all know. Of course, April 20th. It's another hack holiday for all the fake weed smokers, for all the fakes and phonies out there. We'll get to that. We'll get to this. We'll get to that. Hit me in the head with a baseball bat. Who wants the fucking link? I'll send anybody the link. I'm about to just post the... Oh, no. Last time we did that, people were calling it with porn. Otherwise, I would just post the link right on Twitter. I really don't give a fuck, frankly. I'm not a coward like these other losers. Ski Mask apparently is dead. Perhaps his pancreatic liver cancer, alcoholism finally did the job. Nonetheless, I'm going to carry on. All the profits will be mine. I believe I have the passwords. So not really a big deal if Ski Mask is dead. We had a good run, 251 episodes. Many would have couldn't dream of getting these kind of this number episodes. Let's do the plugs up front like we're Gas Digital. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., I'll be doing some kind of show. I have it listed as Ask Me Anything with Kelly P. But she's really in the doghouse right now. Maybe we'll call her in a bit. She's in deep shit. So I might just tell her to go fuck herself or fuck somebody else. If that is the case, then I'll be doing a sports mask tomorrow as the Islanders play the Hartford Whalers in the playoffs and other, sports stuff that's gay. I'll talk about. Or maybe Kelly P's big ass will be on the show. We'll see. I was in a bad mood. Yeah. Pissed me off. So I have rage issues, and I told her she's fired this morning, and have fun and goodbye. So we wish her well. Whatever. Here's to self-destruction, sponsored by Celsius. I'm one of the great self-destructors in history, frankly. But yes, 1 p.m. tomorrow will be some kind of show. Monday, I'll be hosting the Wet Spot at Compound Media with a couple whores, I guess. Then I'll be having filthy hotel sex afterwards with someone or other. Figure out who. Tuesday, of course, will be the Compound Live. Since I'm staying in a hotel, it'll probably be an extended cut. Look for 11:30 or 12 p.m. start on Tuesday. Then, of course, the dump at 1. And then at 2 o'clock in hot water, we're celebrating 420, where I'll be getting that WAP Gino Bisconti high as hell. He agreed to it, so there's no going back. And then I'll be eating chicken and waffles in Queens after that. So feel free to come find me. Bash me in the head with a baseball bat. Hit me with a nunchuck. We'll obviously get to that probably shortly because I have nothing else to, because I hate hosting a show by myself. Who wants the link? Does anybody want the link? I'll send anybody the link. I invited, where do we even fucking begin? Where do you want me to begin? I don't fucking care. I got notes up the ass here. I sent the link. A lot happening deep. Well, not so deep. Just below the thin veneer of perceived podcast reality. As always, your old pal Stancil leaves his house. He's deep in the streets. He hangs out with beloved chatter in real life. He has conversations with RP, the self-proclaimed MLC legend. Beloved chatter is in the works to come on the show to give his take on everything. We were in the queue for Kenyatta here at Ski Mask Collective. We were third or fourth in the queue. MLC got first dibs. He passed after saying he would have him on. We'll get to that. Ray was second in line, and he took him and did a terrible job with him because Ray stinks at interviewing. And then third in line was Ski Mask Collective and or BYB or some type of collaboration. So that was all going on behind the scenes all week this week. I'm constantly working behind the scenes, finding out what's going on. I have birdies reporting to me from all over the corners of this shitverse of hell we're in, of podcasting. We're in a very transitional time in the MLC world right now. I'm hoping and thinking this may be the beginning of the end in a good way. Of the Super Chat era, possibly. Kevin was almost a half hour late yesterday. I was hoping he was actually not going to do the show to stick it to everybody, because I'm on his side about that. I've said forever, I'll say it again. I don't fucking care, because who fucking cares, because I'm here by myself. Who wants the goddamn link? MLC should be 2 to 4 days a week. Much better quality. Instead of 6 days a week just to bleed the super chatters dry. And, obviously we've seen the caliber of guests / co-hosts that we've been subjected to because Kevin's doing 6 days a week. Just not good. Not a great product these days. I mean, the Bichetti Mondays, of course, you can't go wrong with Bichetti. The last kind of what I would consider real show was with Dalton Pruitt. That was Shades of MLC of old. Kevin hating the guest he has on. That's what it's all about. Should we call Ski Mask again? Let me check the chat. I got a lot to get to in the Kenyatta, Stevie Lou saga. I will say this. Credit to old KB. As I've said, as Kevin has quoted me for years now, I was the one that said it. MLC is a show about a show. It's the greatest soap opera in podcasting, frankly. Whether you hate it or love it, there's no denying it. It's a show about a show. It's the Days of Our Lives for podcasting. More like Gays of Our Lives, am I right? Bing, boom, bang. Anywho, this is a, listen, the soap opera side of MLC popping off this week, of course, almost to a fault. Get to that in a second. Let's see if anybody in the chat wants the link. Does anybody want the link? I'll send it to you. I don't give a fuck. This is your chance. As always, the poor people chat we'll get to when we get to super chats read immediately. Let's see. Oh, shit. We got a super chat. Goddamn. Sorry. What is this? Theo, 499, what's your take on Ray sending yesterday's MLC episode to the NYPD? That was in my notes to get to in general, Theo. Give me a minute, and I will get back to that. I'll leave that up so I don't forget. Again, if you want me to definitely read it, you have to super chat it, especially doing it by myself, folks. So no offense to anyone. I'll get to the poor people chat, whatever. Dr. Chow says he can jump on. Guess what? Dr. Chow, you get the link. I told you I didn't give a fuck. Anybody who hates Dr. Chow, let me know where to send the link. Otherwise, because I don't care. I'll have anybody on. Not like Kevin, who had hatchet wielding guy who actually smashed an entire McDonald's on his show just days after, but now won't have an upstanding citizen on just because he's black. And yes, I just wanted to say that to be hyperbolic and piss people off. But we'll get to all that in moments. Let me send Dr. Chow the link. Anybody else wants a link? Anybody wants to come on and tell Dr. Chow he sucks? You're also welcome to the link. Chow, the link was sent. Let me just see if anybody else asked for it. I'm just checking to see if anybody asked for the link. I like to talk shit, but I will get to the, we'll get to the, you pores. I sent Mead the link, Julio. Mead is one of the most unreliable people in the world, and certainly in podcasting. You know what? I can't read. I'm an English major. This is all too much. We'll see if Chow, but let's call Ski one more time, shall we? I'll send Teamster Tim the line.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9035.
He's given out his number a million times. I really don't care. All right. Well, Ski Mask is dead. Feel free to get those super chats in. All money will not go to his family. It will instead go to me to stick it to him perhaps buy a new suit to dance on his grave. This is now the Stancil Network. The name will be changing shortly. Ski Mask, Jim Stancil reporting Ski Mask is dead at 12:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone welcome my co-host in lieu of Ski Mask's untimely yet expected death, Dr. Chow, I guess.
What's up, bro?
Hello. Somebody's got to help me. I hate.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. I got a couple of things we can talk about.
Oh, I got a billion things we could talk about. Got a billion. I was just trying to steady this ship in these brackish waters of podcasting these days, frankly. And all the mariners out there know what that means. And if you don't, you're a landlubber, and you probably put butter on lobster. Now, do you put butter on lobster?
Typically, yeah. I know you don't, though.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. We'll get another co-host someday that doesn't put butter on lobster, of course. Now, what did Theo say here? I can't read that far. We don't have a producer. I don't have a Stevie Lou behind the scenes doxing everyone. Ha, 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 ha. I really can't remember what he said, and I can't read. What's your take on Ray sending yesterday's MLC episode to the NYPD? Yeah, so I guess we could start there. I have a whole list of shit to address as far as this Kenyatta stuff goes, because there's too many lies going on in the community. Too many. You got Kevin taking Stevie's side fully. You got Ray being one of the worst interviewers in the history of broadcasting, whether podcasting or television, any media. And then you have Quadfather, who's just going after Stevie at all costs. Yeah. Kevin's retarded and Ray are both retarded for thinking anyone gives a fuck about a podcast. Now, Stevie could have a point if our dear, dear friend Kenyatta maybe says something to DA. But as far as Kevin and Ray go, nobody can be held liable for hosting a guy on the podcast. You're all retarded and old or doing a work. So I don't know which one of those is worse, but yes. Anyway, Dr. Chow is in timeout for putting butter on lobster, but he's back. I'll give you the floor for a minute if you want to, if you have an opening salvo of something.
Sure, bro. And I'm into this Kenyatta versus Stevie Lou, and I'm actually building a fight promo card for the Stand. So if you actually look, I shared the screen. I've got the Kevin Brennan's going to be fighting Ray DeVito, and Kenyatta versus Stevie Lou 2 is going to happen at May 7th at the Stand. So well, I'm hyped for that shit.
I am so glad you said that. That was actually top of my list. I meant to do that at the top of the show. It shows you how bad I am at hosting a show by myself. May 7th, unlike other people, I go to Ray's monthly show. I mean, listen, go look at the video. I was live from Ray's show last month with Gino Bisconti. I had Gino took the phone and talked to Mark Norman. Mark Norman was on my stream at the Stand last month. So yeah, leave your house, Kevin. I'm already out here doing the stuff you're talking about. But anyway, May 7th, Tuesday, May 7th, it's Stancil Fest at the Stand. I'll be live right here on this very channel getting it all. So, I'm already been there. So if Kevin wants to send Stevie down, Kevin, come on down. Let's celebrate your birthday. I'm sure I'll bring Gino with me. Maybe I'll bring Opie with me. My dear, dear friend Opie, because those are just the people I deal with. And of course, Ray will be there. May 7th, and of course, you just heard the fight lineup for that night. UFC MLC 301, battle for the bulge, May 7th at the Stand, New York City. Come hang out. We're all going to be there. Kevin's making it sound like it's just going to be one person. I'm always there reporting, boots on the ground, talking to people. I sucked off Sean Donnelly in the bathroom last time I was there. Nice guy, big Mets fan. So, yes, I'm glad you said that. Now, Carlos Danger, another one. By the way, Connecticut podcasters low-key taking over the game. Carlos Danger, a fellow Connecticut resident. Carlos, I didn't even read this. Jim, you gave Ray's partial digits out, yet he blames Gino. Does he want to make white with you? YouTube won't let me say stuff. Yeah, I think I gave out six of what? How much are numbers? 10? 6 of 10 numbers or something like that. I think Gino did. I think Gino did give out the full number. But yeah, me and Ray go back. Maybe Ray might want to make white with me. I am very good looking, and I do have a hotel Monday. Maybe I'll get a hotel May 7th, and Ray can bring his blanket over and suck me off. But yes, Carlos Danger gets it. I'm not reading it. Listen, I'll read. Maybe we'll get to the poor people at some point. But yes, May 7th at the Stand. Kenyatta will be there. Stevie will be there. I'll be there. I'll be live. Yeah, great. Good. Anyway, well, I suppose we can get into the news of the day instead of beating around the shaved bush, as it were, which is the Kenyatta and Stevie Lou and Ray and Quadfather and Kevin. Let me see. And obviously, Dr. Chow, I know I don't shut my mouth. Obviously, you'll have the floor here shortly. Listen, long story short. Start with this. Listen, Kevin takes the L. Kevin has to hold the L this week for you boomers. That means he takes the loss. As terrible as Ray was with Kenyatta on the show, Kevin, basically RP Legend, who I've been dealing with deeply, deeply behind the scenes about this week. Kevin, RP Legend basically called Kevin's bluff. Kevin, when Stevie was on, was trying to act tough, saying, "I don't care, I'll have him on." He's like, "Good." And Stevie was like, "Oh, you can do whatever you want, okay?" Kevin was like, "Yeah, we'll have him on if I want." RP Legend said, "Here you go." Kevin turned it down. Ray was next in line. We were third in line here at Ski Mask Collective. never got to us, but we were third in the queue. And then, I didn't watch the Ray's stream live because hashtag real job. I have a couple windows a week besides Tuesday at Compound that I can do shows, and that's when I do the show, Saturday, Sunday. But so I watched it via Kevin's Snipe, and it was, as much as I love Kevin, and MLC is the best podcast out there, show about a show, the only one, the best soap opera in podcasting. It was a bit almost embarrassing, cringe to watch Kevin pretty much losing his shit while watching it. Almost everything coming out of, which is unlike Kevin, almost anything coming out of Kevin's mouth was hypocrisy. I mean, obviously it's been addressed by all the chatters and whoever else about not having criminals on his show. And again, I have no problem with him, but A, Chad Zumach, huge rap sheet on the show all the time for years. The Hatchet guy, who he not only had on his show, he had in studio at Compound days after he not only smashed up, he totaled the McDonald's with a hatchet. He also swung it at people, was on Kevin's show. So right off the rip, wrong there, Kevin. Sorry.
But to Kevin's, a fair point for Kevin is both the Hatchet Man and Chad Zumach are entertaining guests on the show. Whereas that Kenyatta dude, maybe it was the interviewer. Like Ray didn't ask him any questions about the actual incident. He was like trying to become friends with the guy. So the whole interview with Ray and this Stevie Lou attacker, I don't think went as well as it could have, basically. So that's kind of an L for Kevin, too, because he got scooped and he could have probably done a better interview. I would have much rather seen the guy on your show because you would have actually asked him questions like Big Piece, funny
well,
shit.
Well, I mean, I was screaming at my phone. Someone ask him how big his penis is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's question. It's not funny. That's question number one. A black man, a beautiful wife, Raquel, or whatever the fuck her name was. We got to know the size, at least the bag size, preferably hog size. Maybe we could even have him show us one of his logs if he dropped off one of his kids in the toilet, if you know what I mean. But to your point, yes, exactly. Exactly. That's just it. Kevin even said it. I have ADHD. I'm all over the place. But you said it. He would have been, to Kevin's credit, it would have been better on his show for the reasons Kevin said himself. He's like, what a... All I would do is ask him over and over again what happened. Yes, exactly. Keep asking. That's what we wanted. That's what we wanted. Because I know Kevin is his dad was a lawyer. He knows how this stuff works. He knows if you keep asking the guy the question, you wait for him to make a mistake in what happened. Meanwhile, Ray's glad handing over here. Yeah, so exactly. I think exactly right. I think he was butthurt knowing he could have done better with it. I think basically, to put it very plainly and too plainly, I think Kevin's bluff was basically called in a way with this Kenyatta guy a day after him saying he'd have him on the show, him going on Ray's show. You could see how angry Kevin was, which is entertaining. But also, Kevin, all the things he was saying about Ray. Okay, Kev, you could have had him on the show. Then you should have had him on. You should have had him on and interviewed him yourself, period, stop. And what was a bit more appalling and frankly, again, embarrassing and a bit cringe, which I will lead me eventually to a question for you, Dr. Chow. The white knighting for Stevie. And again, I've said this a million times. I continue to say it. I have no problem with Stevie. I consider Stevie a friend off of this pod. This is all podcast bullshit. It's fun stuff to talk about. I'm not saying it's not, but this is just podcast nonsense. Everything we do it on the air. So I'm not going to be a lying piece of work shit like a lot of these guys and say one thing and mean another. But the white knighting for Stevie has gotten to bizarre levels to the point where I don't even understand it. My personal because Kevin says Stevie, Kevin had the ball. This guy's a liar. He kept calling the guy a liar. Stevie,
yeah.
Frankly, Stevie, in my opinion, how many months ago did Stevie say he was leaving his wife and he was acting all sad about it? And Kevin was like, oh, we got to have Stevie on. He's going through a tough time, giving him all the money from these people's super chats, getting sympathy from Kevin. Now all of a sudden they're on great terms. A couple months later, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Adam's last show, I'm moving to Washington, I'm living on a weed farm, I'll never be on a podcast again, on 2 days later. So either Kevin, you're doing a work behind the scenes, or Stevie's lying to your face. So again, take the L either way. Stancil Stradamus, I just laid it out for you. Rack me. That's as succinct as you're going to get it. So is it a work, Kevin, or is Stevie lying to your face? Rack me. So my question to you, Dr. Chow, is what the fuck? I've never really seen Kevin white knight for somebody like this. Is Stevie, to Stevie's credit, is he totally pulling the wool? Is totally duping Kevin? Does he have something on Kevin? What the hell is going on here?
Okay, so let's even take a step. I get what Kevin's doing because Stevie Lou is very polarizing. And I want to address this because...
I'm sorry. Let me say one thing because I have ADHD and that was a point I meant to make. Exactly. And that's the other thing. I know where you're going with this. Keeping him around for the super chats because super chatters are dumb. And even though they hate Stevie, they keep sending money. So using him as a lightning rod for super chats, I meant to say that as well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm confused. I must have missed like a week or two or I missed the whole storyline. But Stevie Lou went sometime in the last couple months, went from like a guy that people kind of could tolerate and maybe wasn't the best or the worst to universally hated across the board, basically, right? It seems like everywhere there's constantly people who don't like Stevie Lou now. So I missed whatever happened.
I don't think much happened, and I don't hate Stevie Lou by any chance. This goes back to my main thing is I don't think Kevin should have the same people on any person on it all the time. I said that when Levy was the co-host. I said he shouldn't have Levy as a co-host, and that's nothing against Levy either. I started for me. It's nothing against Stevie. But I think, I think it's just all the – what I just said. It's just – everything is it seems like a work and woe is me with Stevie these days. Stevie's a tough guy, and we'll get to that too. His anger issues, which I don't – I'll just say it plainly. I think the truth is always in the middle. I don't think this guy randomly hit Stevie with a nunchuck, especially after hearing him. Normal guy. Seems obviously he could be – I'm sure he's lying about some things too, but I think the truth is in the middle. Stevie does have a temper. Literally on screen, he destroyed the compound desk. There's been a few occasions. We know Stevie has a temper, as do I, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That guy's definitely a liar, okay? Because, for one, he said he's an actor.
He's black.
And he's been in movies, and he's been in music videos, and he claims he's an actor. So by trade, he's a liar. All actors are liars. And if he's lying about being an actor, then he's a liar. So it's proven that he's a liar. So I'm not gonna just let that slide. Whether he said some stuff that's true within the thing, I don't know. But yeah, I think a lot of people are really like, oh, I want to be on this side or that side with the whole thing. I think the whole thing's preposterous about this guy, basically. I don't think he's going to be a star in the MLC verse or anything. And it's funny to see. I'm really just hoping this can keep boiling up until the May 7th date.
I hope so, too. I will be there, as always, at Ray's show because I'm boots on the ground deep in the streets.
You're a real guy.
I'm a real guy. I have a lacrosse game tomorrow morning. By the way, Beloved Chatter, I reached out to come on today. He's busy doing real life stuff, but he wants to come on to speak publicly very soon. Beloved Chatter, I hung out with him and Ray the last time I was at, or two times ago, two Ray shows ago, me, Ray, and Beloved Chatter hung out. Big guy, very big guy. And he sent me a picture of him playing rugby last weekend. Stevie's a big guy too, and I know he can fight, but you gotta be careful, Stevie. Beloved Chatter's a big guy, and I forget what I was talking about because of my mental handicaps.
Yeah, so this whole thing, I hope it keeps going on to some extent, but I don't know. I don't know if it's just fun for Stevie Lou, people treating Stevie Lou as the bad guy, because I'm telling you, I know you don't watch some of the ancillary shows. People are constantly in the chat talking about Stevie Lou on shows that have nothing to do with Stevie Lou. So, like, people are, like, angry as hell at him about something. So, whatever, you know, like, it's entertaining, I guess, but, you know, eventually it's got to run its course. But I just hope maybe this can boil up and become something between Ray and Stevie Lou and Kevin and Kenyatta.
Our motto for last year was make everyone hate you 2023. So I honestly credit Stevie Lou. Somebody in the chat said, where was it? Stevie's not polarizing. Everybody hates him. But I credit Stevie Lou for that. I generally strive for that. I do think Stevie Lou knows what he's doing to an extent. I just wish the works would dial back. But again, to my original point, I find it I don't find it odd that Kevin takes his side necessarily. I find it odd to the extent Kevin's taking his side. And I would say to his own detriment, but we kind of covered, you know, he is generating super chats. There's frankly no denying that. And frankly, that's you super chatter's fault, whether you like Stevie or hate Stevie. If you keep super chatting when he's on the show, Kevin's going to keep having him on, which is no fault of Kevin or Stevie. By the way, I ran Kevin keeps saying what a good guy Stevie's ran security, and I'm not saying he's not. But lest we forget, Stevie ran security for Kevin at AC when, frankly, he was surrounded by all of his fans like the first time. I ran security for Kevin his first time back out in the streets of New York after the lockdown when he first went back out to do spots. It was none other than Jim Stansley hit up to accompany him. because that was when everybody was hating him, and Bobby was Bobby attacked him a few months before. He dialed up old Stancil to come out to the cellar spots with him to make sure there's no riffraff. So just for the record, just wanted that on the record, I guess. That's all. Neither here nor there, but that's just a fact. And we only do facts here at Ski Mask Collective.
Yeah. Let's shift gears off of this whole Stevie and Kevin and Kenyatta and Ray thing. And let's get into the side piece. Did you bring it up to Gino? Because he seemed fired up on that clip on YouTube of you guys in that studio, the compound studio.
Oh, I heard. What was he? He was following around a girl at WAP Fest?
No, the girl was following him around and then gave him his number. Or gave her his number. So you obviously brought it up to him, right?
We brought that up on In Hot Water on Tuesday, yeah.
How'd that go over?
It went okay. You can tell Gino was a bit fired up. I brought it up just to fire Gino up. But there really was no, I mean, there's really not, I don't know. I don't think I don't know. You think there's much, I don't think there's much meat on the bone. Again, because we don't do work here.
I'm proud
here.
Of him. She's a dime piece.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful Italian girl at WAP. What was it actually called?
PaisanCon. Yeah.
I call it WAP Fest. That's also what I call my grandma's house. She's dead. Anywho. Why? Do you have strong feelings on that? Or are you proud of him for not piping down a silly WAP girl?
No, I'd be disappointed if he didn't. I want him to. He was talking about getting her. When he got her number, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna have you come in studio for a show. So I was gonna ask, maybe did he get a booking out of her? Maybe you could even hit it and quit it or something, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm hoping to hit and quit. I think there's a couple porn stars on the wet spot with me Monday night.
Nice.
Maybe I can continue my reign as the porn star whisperer. And by the way, listen. Stevie said he's the best basketball player in the MLC universe. I'm the best basketball player in the MLC universe. I'll be happy to play you one-on-one, Stevie. The problem is Stevie's height with a one-on-one will be a little tough, but nothing old Stancil's head fake and fast twitch lower body muscles can't handle. So, Stevie, I'll be happy to throw my hat in the ring, a friendly game of basketball. We can live stream it. I would even propose I've been saying for years, by the way, again, Stancil Stradamus, just everybody taking my bits, but nobody listens to me. I've literally been saying for years, you can go back in go to the Library of Congress and look up whatever fucking episode it is. I said it, but I've been saying, this is back when we had beef with Chad. I was trying to get a MLC 5-on-5 game going with all the, players on screen and off screen going, because everybody in the MLC world, most of the big players are basketball players. Kevin, Chad, me, Stevie, Ray, all basketball players, at least in there. By the way, intramural college basketball champion, not to mention still a legend in the Stanford street courts. I still play. People know the name.
Yeah, I've seen you play. You did last summer. You did that stream where you were playing outside and you set up the camera. And then I seen Ray post a video of him playing a little hoop. So those are the only two I can really base off of seeing their mechanics on their shot and see him move around a little bit. But I would love to see that. I throw my hat in there as being the best too.
Oh really? You play as well?
Yeah. I played for a long time.
Wow.
I still play.
See,
yeah.
Look at this. So maybe May 7th, we could have a pregame basketball game at Rucker Park before the big show at the Stand. We'll go down to the Rucker, if you don't know, legendary court there in Brooklyn, where the legends are made. Maybe we'll have a MLC basketball fest before the great, whatever we're going to call it, Stancil Fest, May 7th at the Stand. Also, Kevin Brennan's birthday. Kevin, come on. Leave your house, Kevin. Come down to the Stand. Hang out with us. Let's fucking beat each other up or not beat each other up. Let's suck each other's cocks.
Well, I heard Ray bragging the other day that he's got big hands and he can almost palm a basketball. I'll just tell you this, Ray. I can easily palm a basketball. So, regulation size. So,
I can't palm a basketball at all. Okay. Is this really Stevie Lou? Stevie, do you want the link? I'll send you the link if you want it. I don't give a fuck. This show is a total train wreck. The cage at 4th Street. A cage at West 4th Street, you idiot. It's across from the Village Underground. Oh, perfect. Let's do it. 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock, Tuesday, May 7th. Let's go play a game. We'll settle all disputes on the court. We'll live stream it, and then we'll all head over to the stand. We'll have a few spicy margaritas that cost $15. We'll tell the bartender Ray has to pay for his drinks. And we'll all point our fingers at Ray, and then we'll point our fingers at us, and I'll point the finger. We'll have, I bet you Kenyatta can ball. He's black, so. by the way, everybody in this universe has a black spouse. Me, Stevie, Kevin. Who else? Do you have a black spouse?
Hell no.
Yeah, hell no. Well, you're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at it. We're all very progressive. We're all forming the true master race, which is just a melting pot of everything that's come before and a degradation of any kind of culture or things that have happened before. But that's for another show. Yeah, all right. Let's do it. The cage at West 4th Street, 5 p.m., Tuesday, May 7th. Everybody in this tri-state, come down. Cypher Sounds will be there doing the announcing. Skip to My Lou will be an honor. Uh-oh, we got a call coming in. Hold on, my fucking phone! You're live on Ski Mask Collective.
All right, I'll be there in just a minute, okay? I just woke up, sorry.
Nice. He lives. You know what's crazy? I missed the beginning of the show, and right before you said I got a call coming in, my brain started thinking, I wonder if I can bring up Ski Mask and see if he can repeat where he's at or if he knows what's going on, because I was worried about him. And right when that happened, he called. That's like some
the mind serendipity is a powerful thing.
Yeah,
and the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and it is 420. Yeah. So everybody, you got to be careful. A lot of hacks will smoke weed for the first time in a while today. Will you be doing drugs today?
No, I'm done smoking. You know, I was a big stoner for a long time, and I gave it up.
I will say this, and I've, as far as holidays go, as hack as 420 is, I probably put it behind. I've been on record about this. I'll say it again. I've said this many times. I'll die on this hill. July 4th, Independence Day, is the number one holiday, followed by New Year's Eve. And honestly, 420, April 20th, might be third in line because it's actually an active holiday. Christmas means absolutely nothing. None of the people, I would say 2% of the people that celebrate it, don't go to church. You know what I mean? Technically, it's a Catholic Christian holiday. Nobody goes to church anymore, although apparently there's a movement of kids going back to church. That's a whole other bag of hammers that'll hit over my head.
You got to go to the new churches, bro, where they got like the rock bands and shit. That shit slaps, bro.
Yeah, like the community churches.
Yeah. That should stink.
Yeah, so my ex-girlfriend who tried to kill herself and then became a fat lesbian after we broke up, she used to sing at one of those. So that's the type of person who goes to those. She's since become straight again and trimmed down. But as I always say, I've had two girls who, when they break up with me, become fat and become lesbian. And the reason is, and I'll die on this hill, the reason is once you reach the top of the mountain, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, DeVito's most famous fake girlfriend from Ireland did the same thing. His pen pal girlfriend, supposedly she left him and married a woman. So you guys got a lot in common.
Who else? Didn't Rob Saul's girl leave him? And oh, she didn't become lesbian. She married his cousin.
But she got fat. Right. So we had him on. But he talked about it. He's happy about it because she ended up getting fat. So he thinks it's like bad for his cousin. Like, so he takes.
It is fun when you're. It is fun when people you hate get fat. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It is very fun. I love seeing people I don't like or have had a fallout with become heavy. Just a burden. You know, when I see fat people, I see right through them because I live in the astral plane. All I see is their bones underneath their, because we all have the same skeleton, essentially, right? So you just imagine just the strain. I mean, Carlos Danger, his bones must be screaming inside of that that fleshy encasement that he's put on his bones. Ladies and gentlemen.
We got Chow on?
I had to get up? Somebody. I offered the link to anybody.
All right.
I'll just say. What Sorry, up, Ian? I'll peace out. You know, I was just a reliever.
Man, you're more than welcome to stay.
I'm actually going to run out for the day. Real job, real life. You know. So.
Hey, you got a real life, real job. I mean, leave your fucking house. Absolutely. Get out of here.
Peace out, boys.
Thanks, Dr.
Later, bro.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I invite Ski. I said before, RP Legend and the beloved Chatter both sent links. Both graciously said they would love to come on sometime, but both also have real lives like us. Which is That's that fine. Why you were sleeping? You have a real busy.
Yeah, dude. I was. So they cut my hours because I got fired for some reason, and they cut it. They cut my hours Wednesday to Friday.
Did they cut your hours or did you get fired? They cut my hours. Oh, how many? Yeah, I got fired.
No, I don't work. I don't work till Wednesday. And I think it's pretty hilarious. Look at the numbers. I mean, we just doubled the numbers as soon as Ski Mask host joined. That's because I'm a great
one. Fun. So that's a new update. I'm going to start saying that when I actually, you know, fun fact, I've never been fired from a job in my life. Isn't that amazing?
Really? See, this That's is the true... second job. That, see, they want to fire me so bad, but they know they can't. That's
now, is it the alcoholism?
Part. Yes, absolutely.
Good. All right. As long as you're...
Because my boss accused me of being on drugs, and I go, I go, give me a hair follicle right now. I'm not on drugs. He goes, give me a hair well, hair you must be drinking. I go, yes.
Yeah, God damn, what am I, gay?
What am I, a faggot? Like, of course I'm.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you've been holding down the show. Sorry for the wait, bro.
It's fine.
I said earlier, I knew I was going to pass out, and I told you to call me.
Yeah, I did, and I may have actually given your number out, but you've given
it's fine, 903-539-9677. Folks, call.
There you go. Yeah,
call I don't give a fuck. I mean, call me. I mean, I'm lonely, man. Call me.
Yeah, how's everything going? So what's the state of affairs before we...
State of affairs right now is she's still gone. I have nothing going on.
Now, did you confirm that she's cheating? Was she cheating or was cheating? Did you get... you left us on a cliffhanger.
So she told me that she's not cheating, but, dude, I mean, come on. She's
they
not texting
lie.
Me.
Listen, women lie.
Women lie. She's not texting me back. I know she's boning some other guy. She
they
came over
brain.
Yesterday. She came over yesterday. Her holes were wide open. And how I know that is putting my cock in there. And you know when a hole's wide open or it's a little loose.
Yeah, the holes have been worked on. Perhaps yeah. Was it the guys who delivered the king size?
That would be hilarious. I wish it was a guy that would deliver the king size. But yes, it was probably some black cock. That's Arizona tea, folks. Don't worry.
Uh-oh. Now, what flavor? Regular? I can't see.
Fruit juice. Wow. I always get the... It's the only one I buy.
Like a child.
But all right. I got some shots.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Oh, boy. Here we go.
And yeah, these, we gotta get fucked
guy,
up.
This is
boys.
The guy. This is the guy Kevin doesn't want to have on the show, folks. I mean, I don't care. It's entertaining. Who cares? This is all nonsense. I mean, is this guy not entertaining? Do you not want to see this guy show his balls on Kevin's show and have Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's
my
Kevin's
mad
at me because I show my ball bag on the show.
So stupid.
There's something so funny about the word ball bag. I can't get over it. I even showed it to my...
I know I didn't really respond, but you, Scheme has sent me, just with no provocation, the screenshot of his balls on MLC the other day, and I was laughing, giggling like a bitch about it all day at work.
I think Mario... I think it was Movie Star Fingernails, the one that sent me the photo. He's in the chat right now. My ass off.
Nothing funnier than ball bags. We're in triple digits. It's unbelievable. We start. I remember when we used to do these and be happy when we got over five people watching. Now we're just crushing triple digits, and we're not. And we're doing it all without begging
so,
for super
so
chat.
So hey,
please.
I don't know if you got to this yet, but let's please. Get to Brennan drinking. What's going
wow.
on?
No, we didn't get to that. We talked. We talked nunchucker. That's what we'll call him.
What's going on with Brennan's drinking? I mean, he's out of control. I know I'm out of control. That's fine. Because I've always been out of control.
What's your, what's going on? I don't even, go ahead.
But now Brennan is out of control drinking.
Well, he doesn't leave his house. He does six shows a week for 4 hours a day. That's fucking, that's crazy.
I mean, he starts mumbling. You know,
what did you say?
I mean,
go
David
ahead. Keep
says
going.
Grind, you know, all the
I haven't
boys.
Seen anyone talk about this.
Huh?
I haven't seen anyone talk about this. Go
yeah,
on.
What I saw was he was red-faced, completely red-faced. You know Brennan, when he drinks, his face gets red. You know what I'm talking about.
I
do.
I've seen it.
He was fucking hammered. Kevin's not sober, Woodrow. Shut up. This guy says he's sober. He's not. Send a super
hey,
chat, Paget.
Piece of shit.
We need money more than KB does. KB made 1,400 last week. We got over 100
well, he
viewers.
Made, he's making money for your pal, our pal Stevie. Apparently, is that's
oh
his,
really?
Well, I don't know. Are you up to date on? I know you've you're a raging alcoholic and recently
yes.
Got your hours cut at your job. But are yes. you up to date at all on the nunchuck situation?
I am not. I don't know what's going on with the nunchuck. I have the guy's contact phone number.
We do. All right. Well,
BYB
like
call
I
me.
Said to,
let me call you. You want yeah, me to we, call a clown?
No, don't call. I told you the other day we were in the queue to have him on our show. Ray got the scoop.
Now, what happened to the other
and
two
you were
guys?
Like, should we still have him on? I was like, no, he was already on. I'm not going to beat it. That's hack shit. No offense.
Should I call Ray and call him a faggot?
No. You got to come to the stand May 7th. I don't know if you probably just missed it, but
what?
May 7th, next Ray show with the stand. We're all
I'm
going
moving
down.
Back to Texas May 12th.
All right, perfect. The week right week before. And then before the show, May 7th, me and Stevie and whoever else were meeting up.
You're going with Stevie.
Well, we're meeting up at the basketball court on West 4th Street, across from the Village Underground. We're going to have it out on the basketball court. Stevie claims he's the best basketball player.
Bullshit.
In the MLC
universe. You're going to end his life on the basketball court. I've seen
yes,
you play.
Exactly. And I know Ray plays. Ray can come down. Yeah, we're gonna have it out on the court. The winner gets a golden pair of nunchucks.
Dude, you're gonna beat his ass.
Yeah, you've seen me play.
You
see
I've
me
seen you
sports.
On the court.
You see me on
you,
the
you
field,
know
you
how to play. You're an all star.
I'm an all American athlete. I have a lacrosse.
I mean, you might
morning.
Be short, but you know how to fucking shoot the ball.
Oh, they used to call me the ice cream. They used to call me the ice cream man because I hang in the air. You should see my hang time. And I do the double scoops. You go up once, they go for the block, and then you scoop under them and do that gag. That's my that's what you learn. I'm dead serious. That's what you learn when you're
I mean,
short.
Yeah,
the two,
I'm
the
only
two
laughing
scoops.
Because
like,
it's funny.
He used to call me two scoops Stansel.
It's funny how
you
Stevie,
go up and
I've
then
seen
you come
Stevie.
Down.
He's lanky. He don't know how to shoot. We've seen them both on the fucking
I worry about Stevie in the paint for the blocks. You
he's
know,
not
going to
be good
obviously,
in the paint. Both know that.
I'll get in your taint.
Well, I'll get in his taint, too. I mean, I'll eat his ass. But we both know that he's not going to be as good as you on the basketball court. If he beats you, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. When is this supposed to go down?
May 7th, the day of Ray's next show, because Kevin's apparently sending Stevie down. Kevin's birthday is a few days before. Kevin said he's going to come down. I'm
sure
Kevin's
Gino birthday? Will be May 8th?
Gino can be Gino can jump rope in the background while we play the game. Gino will put his phone in his pocket again and talk to Mark Norman. If you missed that, go check that out. It's on this channel. Nobody else is doing it. It's unbelievable out here. Teamster Tim just texted me.
What did he say? He wants to come on, don't he?
I already sent him a link. Can't do it this weekend. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say. But yeah, it's also a picture of
his ball. He was supposed to come on tomorrow on AMA.
Everybody go call Timmy a homo.
Yeah, call Timmy a faggot because that's what he is.
And you can say that.
He loves it. Huh?
You can say that. No, dude, yeah. You can say that now. Thank you, Lord.
We've been
Shane
on
Gillis.
For over 10 minutes. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Listen,
for
I mean,
allowing
this,
to say faggot
dude,
and
this channel's been blowing up, bro. We're having a great time.
Blow something.
Man. We're blowing cocks. We're eating ass. I ate my girlfriend's box Friday. She
you ate her blown out box?
Yeah. Fucking ate it.
Wow.
All the way over.
So are you pulling a Stevie Lou too? I said this before. Stevie Lou's breakup is all the word because now they're on good terms. After,
I'm not pulling.
Siphoning
word.
Super chats. And now you're saying you broke up and you're eating her box and blowing out
her
holes.
She came over. I told her I wanted to fuck. And so she came over and we fucked. I didn't come, but I made her come four times, which is unbelievable.
Allegedly.
Yeah, whatever she thinks allegedly. Coming is.
You never can trust these broads. Notre Dame 14, UNC 6. A couple minutes left. I assume that's a lacrosse game, Chris.
Oh, dude. Pull up that movie star fingernails. Super
chat. We got a super chat. Mario movie star fingernails, $1.99. Poor, but no Teamster. Let's have a straight show then. Yeah, thank God. Teamster's really
been
on a gay kick.
He's basically calling Teamster gay.
Yes, Teamster's been on a gay kick. All right, I guess I'll read it since you paid for it. Whatever. BYB, I assume this is Quadfather, $1.99. Stevie Lou moves like a newborn giraffe. Fuck Stevie Lou. I would like to see Quadfather on the court. He can be the ref.
Send him a link. I'll get him on. We'll do 1:30.
Do 4 hours. I don't care. I got a little bit of time.
Quad, you want,
I know
quad,
you tuned in late.
Say yes.
You were in the king size.
Yeah, sorry, bro. I was in the king size.
You were in the king size. We covered me and Dr. Chow. It worked out because I know you're not totally up to date. Me and Dr. Chow covered all things Kenyatta and Stevie earlier. So I know you're not up to date on the Kenyatta stuff, which is the nunchuck guy.
Yeah, I don't really give a
what
fuck
do you,
about that.
What is? But what is your feeling on... it feels like Kevin is almost harboring Stevie at this point, almost white knighting for Stevie.
Oh,
I asked
Kevin.
Dr. Chow the same question. Does Stevie have something on Kevin? Is Kevin being duped? Because either Kevin is in on the work, of Stevie Lou leaving, and then
I'm going to call my cousin.
Or Kevin's being duped. Sorry, what was that?
I'm going to call my cousin.
What's your cousin? Oh, your cousin that wants to fight Kelly. The one that wants to fight Kelly?
Yes.
Good, because Kelly, I started the show. I opened the show with Kelly's in the doghouse. I tentatively fired her from. We haven't asked me anything at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Kelly's in the doghouse.
Maybe.
No, don't call him.
I don't call him. I don't give a fuck.
Gift share. Give him a call. I'm sure that'll go. Aren't you blocked? Final score, Chris Mack. It was Notre Dame defeats UNC 14-6. The realist Stevie Lou, which I have a feeling is not Stevie Lou. I grew up playing high school basketball in New York City. I actually played in high school. You grew up in soft-ass cookie Stamford, Connecticut. I will put your shit in the stands. I'll push your shit up your ass first.
Fuck
of all.
Off, Steve.
And second of all, I grew up in Stanford.
You can't play ball.
I grew up playing on asphalt, bro. I was in the court, and I'm not. This is not hyperbole, Stanzel bullshit. Every day after school, from
you know what,
third
dude.
Grade. Can I finish a sentence, you drunk piece of shit?
That's it, Stevie.
I'm only half. I'm only half key.
Here's a boy.
Only.
Yo, only half- what's going on?
What up, nigga?
What's up, you? What's up, homo?
What's up, faggot?
Much. I heard your little jokes.
What are you doing, gays? The moral of the story is I grew up playing on hardwood, Stevie. That's the point. Stevie grew up playing on hardwood. All right.
My head did. Got my head cut.
What?
I got my head cut.
This is gay. This is too gay.
It does look good, but let's talk about some cock. Talking about cock.
Hey,
dude,
enough
I
of this
you
bullshit.
You never lied on your show. I thought you said you never lied on your show.
Who told a lie?
Whoa. Where did I lie?
You just said you made your girlfriend come 4 times.
I did.
That's a lie.
I'll call her right now.
Yeah, ask her how many times she came on the air.
I will. Just so you know.
Julio says we're on a gay kick. Yeah, gay is in. Gay is in, guys. Listen, girls are gay. It's 2024. Girls are gay. Gay is in, and gay is cool.
She just forwarded me to, she must be fucking some black dudes.
Must be. She's probably fucking Kenyatta. She's probably got a nunchuck in her ass, one in her pussy, and a cock in her mouth. Movie star fingernails, $199.
Oh, you dropped your bathhouse?
What? Are you going to movie star fingernails wants to know, are you driving to a bathhouse? I assume he means for gay stuff.
Yeah.
I'm driving down to Jersey Shore. My sister.
Why are you always wearing sunglasses? What's going on?
Because I'm 59 years old and I'm a mess.
You got cum in your eyes?
Yeah. I mean, are dudes just blowing loads right in your eyes?
Funny, man. Come on.
Huh?
What do you want to talk about then?
What's
if you don't
not funny
about
blowing loads?
What else is there to talk about?
Guess nothing.
You wanted to come on, faggot.
Hey, did you get your money yesterday?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's April 21st.
Yeah,
we get it,
I finally got the cash yesterday.
I know, we get
did
it.
You hear me?
What cash?
But I blew it before Vinny could wake up.
Movie star fingernails, $199. Hello, Frisco, jazz hands. Do the jazz hands and crash your car. That'll be funny. What do you want to talk about? If you don't want to, I'm just going to be quiet.
Go fuck
if you
yourself,
don't wanna...
man. You sent me the link. Go fuck yourself.
Then leave, nigga. He's trying to leave so bad. He'll call me after the show. He'll bitch me out. It's funny.
I think he wanted to talk about gay stuff, and he got a little.
He wanted to talk about some cock. Hey, run the show real quick. I gotta grab a couple shots. Okay.
Yeah, great.
I'm getting drunk as fuck. There.
Oh wow! Unbelievable! Wow. There's a surprise to no one. Ski Mask wants to get. Hey, listen. At least Ski Mask tells the truth. Say what you want. To my previous point. No, Stevie, I grew up playing. I don't play on pristine wooden floors. I did. I mean, like I said, intramural college basketball champion right here. Not a big deal at all. I also played in a JCC league just a few years ago. But my bread and butter is the streets, the asphalt, playing with no fouls, calling your own fouls, beating the shit out of people. White kid playing with huge you-know-whats. That was me growing up. Stanford only in the last 10, 15 years has become this white-collar cuck town.
Let this cuck know we're not going back to AC.
Woodrow, $199, when's the next AC meetup? The next AC meetup is May 7th at the Stand in New York City, 5 o'clock
Atlantic City. We're not going back.
Yeah, I'm telling them we're not going there. AC stinks. AC fucking sucks. There's nothing good about it. I'm not. The drive sucks. the strip itself sucks. Everything about Atlantic City, it's 2024. It's not fucking 1970. Atlantic City fucking blows.
It sucks, cock, folks.
It's terrible. Go anywhere else. Go to Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. It's probably less of a drive and a way better casino.
Why are we not doing shows at Mohegan Sun? I mean, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
I mostly don't have money. Oh, my God. Look at this. I can't tell if this is a compliment or a diss, but Stanzel talks so rehearsed and smooth. He has too much wiggle in his walk, too much sugar in his tank. A man doesn't talk so smooth. Well, listen, a man who pipes down porn stars left and right, maybe he does. Maybe that's what you got to learn. That's how daddy do. They
Tim
call the
does
porn
not look like Don Imus.
She's got one of these nappy-headed hoes.
Classic.
You see these girls playing basketball. These fucking girls playing basketball. Man, you see these black girls. One of these nappy-headed hoes.
I'm old enough. I remember Don Imus on the radio. I grew up listening to Mike and the Mad Dog. Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Mike and the Mad Dog radio program.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey,
are
boys.
You kidding me?
Timbo's
like, I'm just going to do 5-second impressions.
Yeah,
it's fine. By the way, Chris Russo, a.k.a. Mad Dog, lives 15 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now in New Canaan. I see him all the time. Me, him, and Vince McMahon.
Why are you in New Canaan?
I'm not. It's 15. It's right. It's a town next to Stanford.
I know where it is.
Yeah. Because I hang out with the Mad Dog. Hey, Jim Stansel, everybody! Hey, we're gonna go down to the New Canaan Country Club, play some tennis. I can do it all. Fuck Mike Figgs.
Mike Figgs blows.
I actually, honestly, I never flex the muscle on here because there's never a reason. But I probably am the best impressionist on the planet right now.
You're definitely funnier than Mike Figgs. I can tell you that. I'm not an impressionist. I sit here and do my show. I'm the host.
I have no idea what you're saying. Nandalorian, also known as Julio, the only good part of Atlantic City is not
dude,
on
my
the
dad,
boardwalk.
My dad is so mad at me right now.
Shout out Borgata Water Club. Yeah, the Water Club at Borgata is the only place worth going. Shout out Chad, the bartender. We went for 5 straight years. The water club at the Borgata, the outside pools. You just stay in the pool from about 1
so
p.m. to 6 p.m. getting
call.
Absolutely hammered.
I might call it, nigga.
Who
so
you calling?
My dad.
Your dad? So, call your dad. People will like that. That's fine.
I'll call Tom. He's so mad at me being a piece of shit.
Drunk ski laughs like a 12-year-old girl. I read it because Bon Levy's a member. Somebody become a member. Oh, my lost interest. The now. Hold on.
Hey, you're live on the show. Why are you mad at me?
I got company.
Hello?
Yeah, I got company.
Just tell me why you're mad.
I got company.
Tell me why you're mad at me.
I don't like seeing you screwed up, man.
I'm fucked up. Yeah.
Question, I told you an answer.
All right, I just don't want you to give anything away. I just don't want you to give anything away.
Oh, there ain't nothing to give away. You ask me a question, I give you a fucking direct answer.
That's a real man.
You're making me and Stanson laugh right now.
That's a real man right there.
That's cool. No, I just put the cars in the shed, man, getting ready. Wind and hail storm coming on, so that's about it.
All right, I love you. You know that.
Love you too. You take care. Bye bye.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
That's a real man right there. You can't.
That's a real that's nigga. A real accent. That's a real ass dude. That's how you fucking talk to people.
Well, there you go. What other podcast are the guys calling their dad? now hold on. I wanted to.
How do I make this?
Okay, hold on. We got a report on this. My lost interest to credit to him, has put himself in the news of late as making great clips. Just spoke to Ray. He told me he has changed his mind and will not be providing the NYPD with video clips.
How do I remove myself to get back in there?
I don't know how anything works here. They exclusive from My Lost Interest, doing a lot. Another person doing work behind the scenes. Yeah, when was the last time Kevin called his dad on this show?
I mean, dude,
my dad's dead.
I'm surprised he answered. I'm surprised he answered. I'm like, this is great to talk to him. Yeah, fucked up too.
He's putting something in your shed.
I have a shed.
Hold on. I'm just going. Sorry. I'm going. Ray. It's so funny that Kevin and Ray think. Kevin thinks Ray can get in trouble for having a guy on his show for some reason. And Ray believes it. Ray, you're fine. You can do whatever you want. You weren't involved in it. You didn't do any crime. You can't do any time. You can have whoever you... You can have fucking...
I'm doing whoever. Time, nigger.
All right.
When I
calm
go
down.
Home, I'm doing time. Hold on. I'll go to Boys. We're going to Boys in Blue.
What?
I call the Boys in Blue. Call the cops.
On yourself?
I live in Connecticut. I gotta go to the Boys in Blue.
Are you gonna turn yourself in? Like, what movie is that?
I am.
You should make it like the Bounty Hunter. Tell them where you are. Tell them you'll never find me. And then have them bust through your door 5 minutes later. Because you're live on a podcast.
Because I am not gonna have the I can't get my license back. That's the problem.
So how are you gonna get there?
My dad's flying up here to Connecticut. He's flying to where the fuck that city is. Starts with a B. And he's flying up to help me drive back. Come on, D-Wayne, you fucking faggot.
Your call
sound
has
like
been charged to an automated voice.
D-Wayne's supposed to be...
Probably Bridgeport.
No. Where's the airport at? I'll call my dad.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. You're live on the show.
Okay.
So you're flying up here... Drive me back, right?
Yeah, I figure so. You need a goddamn chauffeur, you know?
Yeah, it'd be great if you drove, you know, we drove together.
Someone send this to Kevin, please.
Yeah. You can open up the bag of fucking beef jerky on the way down. How about that?
Yeah, man, I'll play beef jerky. Ready to go.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry. We've been fighting the last three months. Stan still says hello.
I love the dude, man. He's cool.
Dude, Stan still is cool.
Yes.
I'm so cool.
Yeah. You have moments where you ain't fucking cool, but Stan is always cool.
I want to hang out with your dad.
Even in his rants, he's cool.
I know.
So, you know.
All right, so we're going to go race, and after the races, you're going to fly up here, and we're going to fly back.
Yeah, fly back in that goddamn Tacoma.
I got a Tundra.
This is like a real-life King of the Hill, folks.
Well, straighten your act up.
No, I'm not going to straighten my act up. I told you I ain't straighten my act down until I get to home.
You want to talk about a soap opera, folks?
I'm going to drop you off at Rusk.
Ooh.
You going to drop me off at Rusk?
Yeah, that mental institution.
I know where it's at.
how about that?
No, but that's bullshit, Dad.
I'll pull a goddamn truck. Fucking,
United Rent Hall, whatever the fuck they call themselves anymore. Right on up in there like a big dog.
You are a big dog. You know that.
Oh, I know.
Ask him how big it is. Ask him how big.
Yeah, I don't
look. How am I supposed to get pussy up in that fucking house?
I think that's probably the last thing you need to think about. And, you know.
I'm thinking about it. No, I need to learn to buy it.
Jacking is an option is all I can say.
Jacking?
Yeah.
Jerking?
You want me to jack off?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
It is cheaper, but it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not laying loads.
You're blowing smoke now because it's 2 seconds after you go, okay.
All right, Daddy. I'm on the show. I'll call you after, okay?
What up, y'all? Okay.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Teamster Tim joins the show.
Teamster Tim is here.
Leave the gay stuff out of it this time.
Who's ACDC 5150,
5150? He's a faggot.
He's a boy.
He says he's a turkey neck.
I got a turkey neck for you.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, that's a noise. That's what you were saying in the Vince Lombardi earlier. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, what's going on, Timmy? What do you have to report?
Nothing. I'll hang for a couple minutes.
Come on, did you see Ski Mask talking to his dad?
Yes, I did.
What if your son called you like that?
I've gotten that call.
And what, were you concerned?
No, it didn't bother me at all. My son was dying and it didn't bother me one bit.
I
soldiered on.
He soldiered on. There you have it, folks. Don't let
there we are.
Timmy, do you have any care or opinions or salvo about the happenings in MLC this week?
No, not really. But the nonsense is getting really thick. You know, it's getting ridiculous. To the point to where I'm actually a Joey C fan now.
Oh, wow.
I've gone that far.
No, I don't blame you. I mean, I've gone that for that. Yeah, no, I know, but to your point, the nonsense is thick. It that was always the appeal of MLC. It was real shit, a real life soap opera, and now it's almost like an actual soap opera where it's all work stuff. You know what I mean? It's all works.
And Ray is threatening to call the police.
I don't even get what does Ray think he's doing?
He's out of his mind. He's out of his fucking mind. Listen,
I have to give credit. I saw someone put it, I don't know if it was a super chat or somebody just said it in the MLC chat the other day, that Ray is who he is and you got to stop trying to change him, which is totally true.
He's definitely funny, man. He's hilarious, but, you know.
He's a character.
Exactly. Not on purpose. He's just, you know, he's funny.
Right. He's a human cartoon, and I say that with love. I love human cartoons. Your Joey C, he's a cartoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a cartoon, and I'm sometimes a real person.
Here's the problem. Problem is,
Here comes
there's all boys out there.
Are you 420-ing?
Boy. He sounds like Foster Brooks, man.
These boys become drunks.
Oh, boy.
Timmy, what do you think? Does he need help? Does he go to an institution? Should he go to jail?
In my humble opinion, I think he could do a detox for 7 days and maybe, you know, get it together and then go from there. A little detox. Medical detox never hurt nobody. You know, that's up to him. I ain't got time.
Well, that's just it. Everybody's talking to me like, "Oh, you got to help him." And I said it last week. Ski Mask is a grown ass man. He's a grown ass man at this point. You know, you learn at his age, the late 20s. Nobody's coming to save you. And if this is what he wants to do, this is what he wants to do. He's a grown ass man, right?
Yeah. Where was he when I was sticking the needle in my arm?
Yeah.
He was still sucking on his mother's tit.
A needle in your arm.
The junk.
So you don't mean a dick in your ass? We're going to walk Timmy to keep this gay stuff up. No hard feelings. Love you. What did it say? I can't. No hard feelings. I love you, Teamster Tim, and I hate Shines. Jesus. Yes, Timmy brought Shines back all on his own last week. Dr. Chow, who is a certified medical doctor and a member of Ski Mask Media, as you see there, little medical detox seems like a good move, especially before he goes to jail.
I agree.
Oh,
my God. Oh, boy.
Oh, so boy. Are you celebrating 420? Is 420 a hack holiday, Timmy? How do you feel about this day? Do you celebrate Hitler?
It's a hack holiday nowadays.
It is. Yeah, especially with the legalization. It used to be fun when it wasn't, when it was illegal, you know? Because it was kind of like an underground holiday. And we're talking years ago now. It's been a hack holiday for a while. But it used to be kind of a, not an underground, but kind of a resistance to the man kind of thing where we're going to smoke weed in public today. You know, now everything stinks like weed. I smoke weed every night, and even I am annoyed by how much everything stinks like weed all the time. You're on the road all the time, Timmy. Right? Doesn't every time you're driving, the highways stink like weed?
Yep. I was up in Scranton the other day. I pulled into a rest area and
somebody's doing well.
And I went into a stall. I went into like a convenience store. Dude, sure. two busfuls of migrants pulled up. Two busfuls inside the fucking, I think it was a Sheetz. And dude,
Polish?
I was the only American. No, it was like Chinese, Latina, you know, it was a mix of every piece of shit on the planet. So, but Ski's done, huh?
Ski Mask, well, he died on air. This is what people, somebody send this to Kevin. Wait, so what does that have to do with weed?
Are you more concerned about
immigrants on a bus?
Well, I don't smoke weed because I drive. So it's not a big deal.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
You smoke, you like weed.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever, everyone's gay. Oh.
Is that KB?
Which
he's
KB?
Done. I thought it was Lady KB. It's not.
Lady KB, I'll be seeing Lady KB May 28th in Colorado. Come on down for Lady B Fest. You could pay to watch us have coitus in front of you. Will you be coming Tuesday, May 7th to the stand for Stancil Fest?
No, I can't. I'm working on Tuesday.
All right. Well, folks, if you tuned in late, if you just tuned in, Ski Mask fell drunkenly out of his chair. He's somewhere just below his camera there. Let's see if we can't. How do you do this?
Is this a work?
I don't know. Is this a Stevie Lou-esque work, Ski? How do I do this? I'm going to try to do it.
Well, I will be at Hackamania. So I'll see KB the week after.
No, it's the same weekend. She's leaving the day after.
I know.
You can get my sloppy seconds.
I'm going to be with my son in Hackamania.
Oh, he can all get it. I'll have some. I'm trying to make it so his screen is the big screen, but I have no idea what I'm doing. We don't have producers.
Yeah, this is a shit show.
Yeah, it is. We're going to wrap up. No, that's not it.
Is somebody going to call the authorities?
Yeah, apparently Ray. Ray just calls the cops on everybody. I like how anybody thinks you can get in trouble for anything.
Yo.
Are we still on?
I can hear you.
All right. It says we're still on.
This is not good.
All right. This is not good. I don't know what happened there. Maybe I hit something by accident. There we go.
All right. I can say it now. All right. So what's the story with Bobby Kelly? When is he going to be
Bobby Kelly ball? Will be in the soccer ball comedy club in Stamford in mid-May. Anybody around? Come on down. Who are we going to send to do a wellness check?
I think Chucky's the closest, but I don't know if he's going to be willing to do it.
At this point, I probably wouldn't blame Chucky.
Yeah, neither would I.
Let's see. Oh, you know who else is coming? Dave Smith.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's from Skanks, right?
Yeah. Send Kevin the link. May 17th and 18th, Bobby Kelly at the soccer ball club in Stamford. All right. Well, all
right.
I think Ski Mask died on the air, which was just a matter of time. Timmy, do you have anything to plug or promote or prescribe or declarations you'd like to make?
No, I'm all good, man. Hackamania, May 28th to the 2nd. And, yeah, my son's coming with me, I think. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, this was the button I was looking for the whole time. All right. You know what? Maybe I will leave this up for a bit. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to leave this up. Thanks, everybody who watched live. I think we had a new record for how many people were watching us live. I might leave this up and take us out. I think I might just do that. Feel free to – we'll do a Ski Mask watch. All right, folks. We'll see you later. I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave the stream up for a few, and we can have a little Ski Mask watch. This is like a fishbowl, like Big Brother.
I don't want to.